You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wanda has pointed at us, and that means, are you ready for this? We've got Paul White. We're going to do our CCAM profile. Paul's a former president of CCIM. We're going to talk about all kinds of things, CCIM, but I can't get it started without giving him a fist bump for the Georgia Tech Orange Bowl win. Here you go, bud.
Well, thank you very much, Jim.
All right.
It was a great victory.
Now, listen, Paul, before we get rolling, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up in a couple of weeks. I know that you were very instrumental in getting started the CCIM Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference, and I know we've got something coming up. I see Mike Silver is going to speak. Is he going to wear a dress again?
No, but he does wear an interesting hat and makes a fantastic forecast.
Well, tell me about some of these other people that you've got coming.
We've got a great lineup. We've got Arnold Carcenti from 13-4 Investments. He's heavily involved in the condo development and multifamily market. He's going to be telling us what's happening because that has been very hot here, but might be cooling off.
Well, he's really hot, and I know he hasn't cooled off. They've been tearing down stuff and building on it. Arno, high five to Arno. He's terrific. And I see you've got my buddy John Crossman. He's a guest on our show. What's he talking about?
John's going to be talking about the retail market. His company's based out of Orlando and has made inroads into the Miami market. And he's going to bring an interesting perspective as to how he sees our retail market.
Well, let's see. Who's the keynote speaker?
Keynote speaker is George Ratu. He's the director of quantitative and commercial research for the National Association of Realtors. He spoke for us 2 years ago and was well received. He did great research on Miami and what's happening in our marketplace.
Yeah, but anybody with the term quantitative in their title kind of gets me. Yeah, you know, we'll have to give him a hard time. Maybe we'll interview him beforehand. Now, you got a guy doing capital markets, right?
Marty Bruskus. Yeah, he is a great guy. He did it last year, gave a very clear, precise prediction of what he thought the capital markets were going to do, and I think it was quite accurate from what we have seen. So he's going to tell us how that came out and what he sees for 2015.
And now, how about office? Who's covering office for you?
Tony Puente, a well-known commercial broker with Fairchild Partners, been active in the office market for many years, extremely knowledgeable, does great research, and he's going to be giving us the scoop on office.
Yeah, I consider Fairchild one of the go-to folks here in town. Now, you got my old friend, Lou Goodkin, my friend from the UF Center for Real Estate Studies. I guess Lou is our futurist, huh?
Yes, he is. We're bringing him in for the first time. We're going to have Lou, and he's going to sort of wrap things up, give a summary of what he's heard and what he specifically sees for the Miami market.
Well, darn, I'm glad I'm going. It sounds like a great morning, and I'm looking forward to networking with all my friends. We'll be broadcasting live. It'll be our 300th show. I can't wait to be surrounded by all the positive energy. Thank God the real estate market is smoking right now.
And that's what our theme is. Catching fire, and the sky's now the limit, so we are taking off.
All right, now, Paul, we talked about the conference. Let's talk a little bit about you. Well, you were involved with the CCIM. Why are you with CCIM?
Well, I wanted the education, and I found much more when I went to get the education. I found a network of commercial brokers throughout the country, extremely knowledgeable. You could refer a business to and receive referrals from them. And then they also gave me the technical background using Excel spreadsheets to analyze property, understanding cap rates, internal rate of return, annual operating statements. So it was a fantastic education that really rounded out my real estate career.
And I mentioned it before, but you were, president of the Florida chapter, not just South Florida? You're a big shot.
Well, it was a real honor to be able to do that because Florida is the largest chapter of the 60 chapters throughout the United States. Whoa. With over 700 members. Mm. And I was very fortunate to have the opportunity to lead them in 2010.
Now, I teased a little bit beforehand, but you really were there at the start of the conference and the conceptualization. How'd that all come about?
We activated the Miami District about a year before the conference, and we wanted to do something special for the Miami commercial real estate market. And we had so many different Outlook conferences to go to, different real estate disciplines, that we decided we didn't have enough time to attend all of them. So we wanted to put on one that was concentrated, that hit many different disciplines by people who really do the deals and know the market. And that's how we select our speakers.
And I'll tell you, the event is what I would consider a marketplace. I go and I see certain people only once a year, and I see them at the event. I look forward to going to the event and seeing everybody, seeing my friends like you, like Ed, like Sandra, like Frank. So you started the conference. You got it together to make it efficient. We talked a little bit about the speakers. Why don't we talk a little bit about how you see the market right now? You've been down here for quite some time. I know you've been practicing commercial real estate since the early 70s. What is it about today, and what does your reference from the past give you as far as what you see coming down the road?
Well, this is my seventh recession I've been through. It's been the slowest recovery, but I believe the momentum's building up. It just seems to be on the verge of bursting. We've talked about it in our conferences last 2 years. We're bumping along the bottom. We're trying to get into flight. And I think we're at the point now we're really going to soar. We've had some very strong markets. Our industrial market's been very strong. Retail wasn't hurt that bad. But we're going to see some of these other markets now really take off.
Well, what do you see is, Wanda, how much more time do we have? 1 minute. Oh, my gosh. Well, Paul, we've only got a minute left. So if people want to work with a real pro, how do they find you?
They can do a search for us. Google CCIM, and they'll get a directory that they can enter a city or a company name, and they can find CCIMs locally, or they can actually find them across the nation if they have a requirement somewhere else.
Now, we've got about 30 seconds left. What do you think is the one sector of all the others that provides good opportunity this year?
This year, I'm hoping it's going to be office. I've seen the office lag for a while, but I see it picking up. People are expanding. Companies are coming into Miami. So I think office is going to catch up with the other market segments.
You know, I kind of agree with you. In fact, I know a number of people that are looking to build office in certain niches, and I really think that office is going to catch on. I think that you'll need office in all the submarkets. I don't think you'll be seeing a lot of big buildings, but I think you'll be seeing 50 to 100,000 square foot buildings starting to get going.
Yeah, I think you're right. The developers are ready to go, and the market's tightening up. And by the time they deliver the space, we should have a very good market and be able to justify the rents that they're going to need.
Well, Paul, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for profiling the CCIM Commercial Conference, their real estate outlook. And we look forward to seeing you, Sandra, Frank, and the rest of the team, Ed, and everybody else out at the conference in a couple of weeks.
I'll see you at the conference.
All right. High five, Wanda. It's all yours. Take it away.